Sergeant Hatch. On October 5th, at about 12:30 hours, a resident from the 3000 block of Douglas Highway called JP to report she just witnessed her 2004 Ford van being stolen from in front of her residence. The owner followed the van in another vehicle while talking with dispatch on her cell phone, providing location updates. Officers saw the van Egan outbound heading toward the valley. It turned onto Channel Drive. As officers initiated a traffic stop, the driver continued to travel on Channel Drive and attempted to elude officers by driving up a grass embankment separating Channel Drive from Egan Drive. The van went over the embankment and nose first into a steep ditch where it was disabled. The driver and two other occupants fled on foot. The driver was taken into custody after a short foot pursuit. One passenger fled across Egan Drive on foot and the other down Channel Drive on foot. The two passengers were located a short time later, one on Salmon Creek Lane and the other near Egan Drive at Channel Drive. Both were taken into custody. The driver of the van was identified as a 16-year-old male. He was lodged at the Johnson Youth Center and charged with vehicle theft in the first degree, a Class C felony, criminal mischief third degree, a Class C felony, and failure to stop for an officer in the first degree, a Class C felony. The passenger was taken into custody on Salmon Creek Lane. A 14-year-old female was lodged at the Johnson Youth Center and charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree, a Class B misdemeanor. The male taken into custody on Channel Drive was identified as 19-year-old Alexander Thompson. He was lodged at the Lemon Creek Correctional Center for criminal mischief in the 5th degree, a Class B misdemeanor, and criminal trespass in the 2nd degree, a Class B misdemeanor. All factual allegations contained in this release are based upon preliminary investigation and are subject to change or clarification as investigation continues. Any charges reported in this release are merely accusations, and all persons named in this release are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.